Welcome to all. Today we're learning Masechus Menachos, Perek Vav, Mishnah and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned by Chosas Bas Rachel. She should be zecher to find receiving call going big or of mamish. And Mishnah tells us call Menachos to unas shloish meis shifa v'chamish meis beita. Every single mincha needs to have 300 rubbings and 500 hittings. What does this mean? So according to the majority of opinions, it's referring to all the way early in the process of taking the grain and getting it ready to grind it into flour. So in order to already start out the process with as little chaff and extras as possible, so each kernel of grain needs to be rubbed 300 times. That helps get off all the outside, and hit 500 times. That also further helps get off all the outside husk and chaff. Now, the way that's done is that it's rubbed once, hit twice, rub twice, and then hit three times. And that whole process is done 100 times for a total of 300 rubbings and 500 hittings. And as we had just said, Vashifa Vabi'ita Bechitim, this is done while it's still in its wheat stage, meaning while it's still in kernels. Now, Rabbi Yamar, he says, Af Babatzek, the Rav takes out the word Af, so according to him, it's just Babatzek, meaning Rabbi Yasi says this is done only to the dough, and that helps the dough become really smooth and really fine, very well mixed. Mishnah continues, Kol Menachos Bais Eser Eser. All the Menachos are made into 10 different chalos. Chutz Milachem Apanim Chavite Kohen Gadol Shein Bais Shtei Mesrei, except for the Lechem Apanim, which is brought every single week in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Chavite and the Kohen Gadol, which is brought every single day. Those are baked into 12 chalos. This is a corn tribute Yehuda. So anytime a carbon mincha is brought, and we have all of our different amounts of oil and flour and the different ways that we're making it, the bottom line is the dough or the batter or however it's being made is separated into 10 separate chalos or loaves, except these two that we just mentioned, which is 12. And our mayor says that no, kul and ba'ish shtei mesrei, all of them are separated into 12. They're baked as 12 loaves. Chotz mechalos toida v'hanaziros shein ba'ish eser eser, except for the chalos that come along with the carbon toida, which we're going to learn about in the next parak, and chalos that come along with the nazir's carbon, that's 10 loaves, not 12 loaves. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, now discussing how much flour needs to be used. Ha'aymer ha'yabat yisarin mishalosh sayin. The carbon aymer, which was brought on the second day of Pesach, and it came from barley, that was an yisarin of flour that started out as 3 sa'a of wheat. Since it's fresh and it's barley, so it has a lot of husks and chaff and there's a lot of impurities in it, we need to start out with 3 sa'a to get all the way down to an isarin of fine flour. Now, the shtei alechem that are brought in Shavuos, shnei asrinim mishalosh sa'in, it's 2 asrinim from 3 sa'a. That's because it comes from wheat, and wheat automatically has less impurities than barley, but still, since it's fresh, it's from the newest crop, it's going to have a decent amount, which is why we start out with 3 and we get down to 2 asrinim, or lechem upon him. The lechem upon him, which again is brought every single week in the Beis Hamikdash, asrin v'arba asrinim, asrin v'arba sa'in, it's 24 asrinim from 24 sa'a, and that's because it's made from wheat, which is already older, so has much less chaff, many fewer impurities, therefore we don't have to start out with as much, and we still get quite a lot of refined flour. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.